Horus Heresy, Lucius, the Eternal Blade, by Graham McNeil. Directed by Christian Dunn. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Martin Ellis, Jonathan Keeble, and Toby Longworth. Lucius walked beneath a sky torn and shredded by storms. He had died beneath a sky like this, in a shattered temple far from what the 15th Legion called, with stultifying literalness, the planet of the sorcerers. The Emperor's children had splintered in the wake of Fulgrim's apotheosis on Idris. Some had followed the Primarch to answer a summons from the Warmaster, while others seized Legion ships to strike out on their own. But a black mood had all but consumed Lucius since Idris. He had died, but that wasn't why he brooded. He had been beaten. A raven named Nikona Sharakin had actually killed him, and had taken no satisfaction from that supremely unlikely feat. That rankled. That hurt. Lucius did not know what intervention had brought him back, whether it had been some higher power or the lunatic science of Fabius, and didn't much care. Now he had something to prove, to himself more than anyone else. He was Lucius the swordsman. No one was more skilled with a blade. Lucius first heard of Sanact from a preening pretty boy named Hathor Mart, a legionary who reminded Lucius so much of his younger self that he'd wanted to kill him there and then. Mart told Lucius that Sanact was a student of the ancient schools of swordsmanship, a warrior of unsurpassed skill whose defeat remained unseen by the Corviday's most gifted scryers. Lucius didn't know who the Corviday were, but was willing to bet that they had not factored him into their visions. And so he had abandoned the rest of his legion, as much as the rabble Fulgrim left behind could still be called that, and set off to find this Sanact. The one constant that Lucius came to appreciate of the Crimson King's adopted homeworld was that nothing was constant. He had been walking for what felt like forever, but his destination came no closer. Sometimes, Sanact's tower appeared to be no larger than a gunship, hovering over glassy plains that reflected a sky that did not match the one above. Other times, it rose from distant mountains, a stalagmite of such colossal proportions that it was a mountain itself. Always, it was just ahead of him, taunting him, drawing him on. Right now, it appeared as a slender minaret of fluted ivory and mother-of-pearl with a cupola that burned in silver fire. It stood amidst the thick forest of trees that writhed with their own sick radiance. Living flames leapt from branch to branch, giggling with childish amusement as the forest grew and fell back, denying him a way through.
"Scared of me, are you?"
The blue flame at the top of the tower flared brighter in response. Lucius drew his sword, its blade radiant silver. It had been a gift from his Primarch, too noble a weapon for hewing, but needs must. Lucius hacked at the glass trees, shattering glowing limbs to fragments with every swing. He pushed deeper into the glittering forest, shorn branches reforming behind him with the sound of windows breaking in reverse. Capering flames screeched in annoyance, but Lucius ignored them. They darted in and sought to burn him, but he unhooked the barbed whip that he had lifted from Calamos and lashed them back. They squealed and fled its agonizing touch. Then the forest parted, and Sanact's tower was before him. Closer now, he saw the mercury-bright flame veining its structure like a living thing. A warrior in crimson armor stood in a dueling circle of flattened sand before the tower. Twin swords hung at his waist, one pommel capped with a dark jackal's head, the other a white hawk. Both were hooked coppish blades with strange shimmering curves, which gave Lucius a thrill of anticipation. To face a new blade, was always interesting.
I hear you have been looking to fight me, Lucius.
The warrior's face was obscured behind a helm with a silver crest and faceplate.
Are you Sanact?
I am Sanact of the Athenians, yes.
Then I've come to fight.
Is it your wish to die?
I think I did that once already, so I'm not about to try it again.
Sanact removed his helm, revealing a youthful face and close-cropped ash-blonde hair, innocently handsome in a way that Lucius couldn't wait to destroy.
Your feelings are different. You want to know why you came back. That is why you sought me out, to find a swordsman as skilled as the Raven, one who revels in the kill.
They tell me you're good.
I am the best of my legion.
That's not saying much.
Lucius hooked the whip to his belt and entered the dueling circle. Sanact drew his swords, one crystalline edged and glittering with witchfire, the other a simple energy blade. Lucius rolled his shoulders and swung his blade to loosen his wrist. He had sparred with his own legion, but had stopped short of killing anyone since Idris. No such restraint was needed here. He circled Sanact, studying his movements, assaying his reach and footwork. He saw strength and speed, confidence that crossed into arrogance. So like himself, it was almost funny.
I assure you that I will defeat...
Lucius attacked before the Thousand Suns warrior finished speaking. All of his strikes were repulsed with casual ease. They broke apart and circled again, studying one another and using obvious cuts and feints to test the other's mettle.
You have natural ability, but I have studied every school of the blade since the first swords were hacked from the Dobruja flint beds of old Earth.
They came together again in a clash of blades. Sanact was blindingly fast, his two weapons moving in perfect concert. Lucius could fight with two swords, but preferred the focus of a single blade. Sanact's blades cut high and low, forcing him to work twice as hard to keep them at bay.
Your thoughts betray you.
Lucius heard the first trace of amusement in Sanact's voice.
You fight with passion, but I can feel every attack before you make it.
Are you actually giving me tips on technique?
Sanact swayed aside from a throat-opening thrust.
I am a scholar of martial knowledge. It is my duty to pass on what I have learned to others, by example.
Thanks, but I don't need your help.
You are manifestly incorrect.
Anger touched Lucius, but instead of controlling it, he let it consume him. An angry swordsman made mistakes, but now he needed that anger. He threw himself at his opponent, discarding any notion of testing his defenses, just going for the kill. He wanted to take this arrogant cur apart, to gut him without mercy and without finesse, to give him an ugly death. Sanact turned aside the attacks with lightning-fast parries and riposte, but Lucius kept up an unrelenting pressure. He forced him back to the edge of the circle, relishing the confusion he saw in Sanak's eyes. No longer able to pick out Lucius's emotions from the morass of anger, Sanak was falling back on techniques learned by rote and from ancient teachers. And that just wasn't good enough. Lucius hooked his sword under the energy-wreathed blade and spun it from Sanak's grip. As the warrior's arm went wide, Lucius kicked him in the groin and slammed the hilt of his sword into his blandly handsome face. Sanact fell back, rolling and bringing his second sword to bear. Lucius smashed it aside. His return stroke swept down to open Sanact's throat, but the silver blade stopped a hair's breadth from Sanact's neck as though striking stone. Resistance vibrated up Lucius's arm, and he crashed his other fist into Sanak's jaw instead.
Sorcery? You'd save your miserable skin with sorcery?
Heal.
Lucius spun around, his sword coming away from Sanak's neck.
But I would.
Another red-armored warrior stood at the edge of the dueling circle, a cloak of blackly iridescent feathers billowing at his shoulders.
And who are you to spare his life?
I am Arzek Aramon, and I will soon have need of Santa.